12-24, request of Donna Cohen to address council regarding timing of the Fessenden St. Louis pedestrian signals in the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
Just need your name, don't need your address, and you have 3 minutes.
Donna Cohen. I live in St. John's. So my compatriots on the stakeholder committee are not here for various and sundry reasons today, but we are all still awaiting a letter from Leah Treat, the head of PBOT, confirming that we will have all the pedestrian signals installed next year along with the rest of the project items from that plan. The only reason that we're still here talking about this right now is because of the complete failure of a public involvement process. And a lot of this are my personal opinions, but PBOT staff dragged the community of St. John's through a 23-month and counting process, 17 months initially and now 5 or so since we were first told that the plan would be changed. I'm convinced that PBOT staff never had any interest in truly hearing the community. Why? Because from the outset, the freight part of the plan was paramount, as shown by the fact that the PBOT employees consisted of a project manager and the freight coordinator of PBOT. But PBOT was required to make some improvements to Fessenden St. Louis. PBOT staff basically came in and told us what they were going to do at the beginning. That was the approach. And then they fought most of the elements the community saw a need for the next 17 months. PBOT never even wanted to get the freight trucks off the corridor. They always spoke in terms of, quote, mitigation. That was the term they used consistently. And even in the application...
Pull back just a little
sorry.
Bit from the mic because it's...
Sorry,
it's,
yeah, okay.
It's diffusing your
even
voice.
Even in the application... So you
turned it off. Okay. You turned it off. Okay. Hit the button again. Just if you're when you're really close, it muffles your voice.
Right. Okay. How's that?
Better.
All right. So PBOT never wanted to get the freight trucks. I talked about mitigation, and even in the funding plan that they wrote, quote, improvements for this project will reduce the incentive for using the local street system for non-local freight use. So that was not even a priority for them. And this is a street that runs down the center of a 15,000 person community. There was a disagreement as to where the pedestrian signal on the west side of the curve should go. These are examples of how we were not listened to. The community thought one street, Seneca, PBOT thought another street, although they gave us no reasons. I said, let the community decide at the upcoming open house. People would be using post-it notes to tag problem locations along the corridor. We got the raw data from the event. I counted up all mentions of Smith versus Seneca. Twice as many people said the street that I had indicated should have the signal. Yet the program manager questioned my count. Why? Who knows? But he clearly had not analyzed the data. So these are just examples of how we were not routinely listened to. So the public involvement process, in my opinion, just was corrupted. We had a rally with 50 people on October... am I okay?
Yeah, keep going. Because you had an interruption in the
middle. We had a rally with 50 people on October 20th. A woman came up to me to say how she had lost trust in the city, even when we get the signals. In many ways, the community and the city have lost. What should have been a six-month process took almost 2 years and counting. Wasted time, wasted energy, wasted money, and a huge loss of trust in the city by people in St. John's. We are still waiting for the letter, and I tacked on to this material some examples of how the process did not go well, and also justification for and a request for an investigation into this process
thank
of developing this plan.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next item, please.